Thank you, Madam Chair. Excellencies, distinguished delegates, we have before us the decisions addressing the committee's work in the coming year. The first, decision number two on the program of work of the Standing Committee in 2019 reaffirms the traditional framework for the program of work as established in 2004 decision on working methods. This includes the March meeting, which focuses on regional and global operations, the June meeting, which pays attention to the international protection and program policy, and the September meeting devoted to management, finance, oversight, and human resources. This decision authorizes the committee to add or delete items as appropriate and request member states to meet in December to prepare the detailed work plan. The excellent substantive discussions of this week will, I am sure, inform the delegation's reflection upon next year's program. This decision number two also calls on UNHCR to be explicit and analytical in its reports to the Standing Committee and to submit documentation in a timely manner. We encourage the office to continue its good efforts in this respect. The decision further underscores the importance of a substantive and interactive debate in our meetings and the need to respect the purely humanitarian and non-political nature of our work. The next three decisions are also procedural in nature. Decision number three addresses observer participation in meetings of the Standing Committee in 2018 and 2019. Decision number four adopts the standard provisional agenda, also containing the 2004 decision on working methods for the 70th session of the Executive Committee. And finally, decision number five addresses the participation of intergovernmental organizations in private meetings of the Executive Committee. Following our consideration today, these five decisions will be included in the report of this session, which will be presented for adoption under agenda item number 13. Thank you, Madam Chair.